There we go. Okay, why don't you back up and say what you just said all over again, because I missed it all.
Okay, Bill, no. The reason that the concrete is there is not for load-carrying capability.
I didn't say that it was.
Yeah,
I said
it's there as fire protection.
But it's there, and you said it wasn't.
But you wouldn't call that a building that was constructed.
I didn't say anything about load-bearing. I said steel-reinforced concrete.
Well, the reinforcing is there to keep the concrete against the steel, to keep the concrete from sprawling off in a fire.
Doesn't matter. It's still a hard target, and it takes a placed shape charge to cut it.
You don't need to tell me it's a hard target, Bill, because there was an article in Scientific
American about 15 years ago. And what I want
to
know is, after I corrected your original statement that there was no concrete, now you're saying that there was. Why did you say that there wasn't when you knew that there was?
Well, the building wouldn't be regarded as a building constructed of steel-reinforced concrete.
Ah, but it is.
it's concrete-protected steel I-beams.
That is exactly what steel-reinforced concrete is.
It can also be
concrete that's poured around or over or through and including steel rebar.
Yeah.
But I-beams are even stronger than rebar ever could be.
Oh, tell me, yeah. You're for sure there. But anyway, I'd like to talk a little bit about one article I saw in the Scientific American about 15 years ago. They had presupposed that the entire United States and all of its infrastructure would be abandoned by man, and what structures would still be left 5,000 years hence. There were three structures that they speculated would still be up: the World Trade Center, the Centennial Arch in St. Louis, and the Grand Coulee Dam. Now, does that tell you anything about how well they built those buildings?
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah. They think the only thing that would take the World Trade Center down would be either a tidal wave or eventually salt water getting into the basement and eroding the heavy concrete. Now, this is really reinforced concrete around the lower portions of the supporting girders of that building.
No kidding.
Yep. And should that happen, the building wouldn't collapse upon itself. It would probably simply tip over in a big wind when one side got stressed beyond its capability.
Yeah, people have no understanding of how strong these buildings are. If they think an airplane crashing into a floor of the building can affect the structural members of this building, then they have no idea about the force exerted on that building, which is so much more than the largest plane in existence today that could exert crashing into that building, of just a 10-mile-per-hour wind over the entire surface of the building. The force is incredibly strong.
Yeah, well, an airplane is just aluminum, and aluminum will deform, and it won't exert much unit pressure or negligible unit pressure on a steel.
No.
There is some possible damage to the steel, the steel's structural strength, because of the heat of the fire, but the fire didn't last that long.
And it would only occur where the plane crashed and where the fire, of course, was the hottest.
Precisely.
And that is not at ground level. It's up there on the top quarter of the building.
Yeah. Well, I only got looking at the television after 10:30 this morning, our time here, and five times I saw the collapse of the building, and that thing looked like a classic controlled demolition.
Yeah, didn't it? I noticed exactly the same thing.
Everybody says, no, you're imagining things. I'm asking, where did the black smoke come from that came out all during the fall?
Yeah.
Controlled demolition with contact charges and slow primer cord.
Yeah, and it didn't fall over.
No,
it didn't collapse in some weird manner. It went exactly straight down.
Right, and people will say, "Well, the top floor collapsed on the next floor down, and that broke the next floor." Hey, that would destroy the floors, okay? But it wouldn't take the outside structure down. That structure is fantastic.
It wouldn't even collapse the building. It wouldn't even collapse the inside of the building.
I believe you there. I really believe you there. I think there's more to this. And what I'm afraid of is that nobody that has any knowledge and freedom to speak is going to be allowed to inspect that steel.
Oh, of course not. They've already called up the National Guard, so they can give them a direct order to keep their mouths shut, and they're pulling all the people out who really know how to rescue people and take care of emergencies like this, which are the firefighters, the police, and the emergency medical technicians, and the other people who are trained specifically to handle these kinds of things. And the National Guard is trained how to perform as a military unit. But they're going to be sent in to relieve all these people, and all these people are going to be sent away from the building. So they're going to keep a lid on it with the military.
Yeah, very well orchestrated, I reckon.
Yep.
There was a picture on the internet of fairly close up from a couple of hundred feet of the remaining steel girders coming up. They look like they may be coming up as far as 100 feet above the ground. They're all standing up like rows of toothpicks. But the destruction of those girders stops at about 100 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not straight. There's a little bit of deformation in them for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a very spooky situation, and I tell you, like everybody says, I don't believe anything's going to be the same after this in this country.
Well, they're telling us on television. They're already indoctrinating the American people into the fact that things are going to change, nothing's going to be the same, there's going to be a loss of freedom. They keep repeating this over and over and over again on all of the communist news networks.
We just have to pray for the Republic.
Well, I pray and reload.
And keep your powder dry.
Yep.
And your bore clean.
Yep, you got it.
Have a good one for the rest of it, Bill. Catch you later.
You too. Thanks for calling. Oh, geez. That started out as a very confusing phone call. There's no reinforced steel concrete in that building. There's no concrete. It's all steel girders. And then later we got the confession, yes, it is steel reinforced concrete girders. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Bill?
Good.
It's Mac from New Jersey.
Hello.
And I was with my buddy today who was an iron worker in New York City for 43 years.
Uh-huh.
And he worked out of that building.
And what do you have to say about this?
He said, no way could that airplane have collapsed the building that way without bombs being put somewhere else.
Yep. Well,
I just thought I'd share that with you.
He's absolutely right.
And he worked there 43 years. He's 72 today, but he's sharp. And that's what he told me.
And he's an iron worker that builds those buildings.
He built buildings all over New York City.
Yeah. Did he work?
He worked on the North River projects that he worked on. This. His name is Bobby Farmer. Good guy.
Did he work on the World Trade Center buildings?
Yes, he did.
All right. So
that's what I'm telling you.
So he knows. Okay.
So, and he said, no way, Mac, could that airplane collapse that building.
Yeah. Well, I know that, and he's absolutely correct. He's telling you the truth, and thank you for calling and telling our listening audience.
Okay. God bless you with yours.
You too.
Adios.
520-333-4578 is the number. It's exactly what happened in Oklahoma City. That truckload of fertilizer did not bring down that building any more than those airplanes brought down the World Trade Center towers. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. It's Ken from Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Hey, I was just wondering. I was trying to think if the date is significant with anything. I didn't know if you reported on that.
Not that I'm aware of. Do you know of any connection with anything?
No, that's why I was asking maybe in your great wisdom that you might have known.
Doesn't ring any bells. September
yeah.
the 11th, right?
Yeah, I could see if they did it next Monday. You know what that is, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, well,
that's
no.
That's all I had to say, Bill.
Okay.
Okay, God bless, and God bless all the people and, you know, and their families out there that are suffering right now.
You too.
Okay, we'll see you. Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. And you can call anytime you want to, but stick to the subject of what happened today, please. Good evening. You're on the air.
Is this Bill?
Yes.
On the Fox News Network, I heard the word patriots.
Ah, they're already starting, huh?
Yes, they are.
What'd they say?
I can't remember exactly. I don't have it on tape, but it went something like this. It may have been Iran helping other Islamic organizations, or it may have been Osama bin Laden helping or working with patriots, something very similar to that.
I think it was probably Fox Network actually piloting those planes, blowing up those buildings. What do you think about that?
I'm ready to believe anything after Oklahoma City, Bill. And I have witnessed controlled demolitions.
I'm just playing turnabout. Don't anybody believe that. I'm not accusing Fox Network. I'm just showing how ridiculous their statement was, because I could make the same statement about them. It could have been Iran helping the Fox Network to attack this country and bring down those buildings and attack the Pentagon. What do you think?
Yeah. I see your point. Well, Bill, that's all I've got.
Okay.
Now, and if you need any help, when you
hear that kind of stuff on Fox News, why aren't all of you calling Fox News and saying, I'm an American patriot. I fought in World War II, or I fought in Korea, or I fought in Vietnam. I served my country in the military. I have worked for the government. I'm a good American citizen. I'm an American patriot, and I absolutely will not accept your vilification of American patriots.
Bill, in your opinion, what do you think we can expect next? What's their next move?
Loss of freedom. Attack on American patriots and militia members. If they want to go that far, that's what's going to happen.
Operation Garden Plot?
Could be.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. If you're a known patriot leader or member of any militia, or you're known to local law enforcement as a patriot, take steps to protect yourself, because that's exactly what could happen. I'm not saying it will, but I'm saying it could. This is the scenario that could justify the government's doing whatever they want to do against anyone that they perceive to be their enemy, their political enemy. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Bob in Nevada.
Hi, Bob.
Howdy. I just wanted to say a couple things about how buildings are constructed.
Go ahead. First, tell us how you would know this information.
Well, because I work in the steel industry. I'm a steel detailer.
Okay.
And generally, buildings are constructed either one of two ways. One is with the steel structure, frame, or one is with reinforced concrete. That is concrete poured around a rebar structure and frame, and they don't combine the two. There's not a structural steel type of construction that combines with the rebar concrete type. And what they do on the beams is they spray them with fireproofing. It's a lightweight synthetic coating that they spray, or a rock type coating that they spray onto the beams to protect them from the fire. And they don't use concrete. That wouldn't be a very efficient way of doing it because it's so heavy and you can't really make it stick to the steel beams. And when I saw those pictures, it's what I thought was happening there was that there was damage caused by the plane hitting the structure, and then the fire started heating the steel. And once steel reached a certain temperature, and it's not a very high temperature, I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it loses its strength, and it just becomes very soft material. And as one of these floors would collapse, the buildings are not designed, they're designed to withstand specific types of forces, like you say, wind and earthquakes and things like that. But
they're also designed, and I happen to know this for a fact, because I know some people who are architects who help design skyscrapers. And part of the design is to withstand a crash into the building by a large aircraft. And they do this because it's happened in the past and they know it's going to happen in the future.
Right.
And that's part of the design of the structure, is to withstand those crashes and the resulting fires and damage that would be caused by it.
Well, it's what I was saying, though, as one floor comes down onto the other, the buildings aren't designed to withstand the upper floors coming down onto another floor. And
that's not what happened.
Well,
I watched the buildings.
Once the fire weakened the members.
But that's still not what happened. I watched the buildings collapse, and they collapsed from the bottom down. The top didn't come down on a certain floor and then cause a domino effect through the floors down through the building. That's not what happened.
Well, the one that I saw, the collapsing started where the plane hit the building, and then it dominoed on down to the bottom.
Which building was that? The first one that collapsed?
I believe it was the second one, but I don't know.
The second one, I was watching that very clearly, and it collapsed exactly like a building that was being collapsed by a professional demolition team from the bottom right, you know, right, it just went down. The whole building just collapsed in upon itself.
Well, the
And the first one, from the camera angle, the only camera angle that I've ever seen, it's mostly obscured by the building that remains standing, and you can't really see what happened there.
The one, the only one that I'm referring to is one that started near the top, where the plane hit and just went down from that point.
Well, you saw something that I didn't see, because I didn't see any of them do that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't been able to watch a lot of it, but that's what I
saw. Well, they're showing it over and over and over again, so you'll be able to watch it again and again and again and again and again, probably for the next 6 months.
Right. But anyway, I just, there's a, they can only design these things to withstand a certain number of forces, and I just saw that as just something way beyond the design capacity of the building, where one floor just, the weight of that up the upper levels coming down on the other ones just sheared the beams, and it just went gained momentum on the all the way down to the bottom.
No, I didn't. That's not what I saw happen.
But reinforced concrete is fireproof with a lightweight material, and they don't wrap rebar around the beams and columns and pour concrete over that. I've never seen that, and it wouldn't. It would be way too heavy to just be a fireproofing method.
Well, according to the tour that I took of the World Trade Center building when I was in New York City, the main structural members were steel-reinforced concrete. And if you'll remember, during the first attack on the World Trade Center building, they also discussed that the main structural members, where the van containing the explosives was supposed to have been parked, was near one of the main steel-reinforced concrete structural members that holds the building up in the parking garage.
Well,
that's on record. You can look it up for yourself. I did a lot of research about that. The only thing that saved the building from possibly coming down is somehow the van never made it to its intended spot where it was supposed to be parked and then blow up.
Well, then it's possible that the building was a steel-reinforced concrete building, but that means that it wouldn't have had the I-beams and steel columns. It would have been rebar concrete. And usually,
well, I'm not sure about that. It could have been a combination of the two.
I've never seen that. Unless they,
did you work on the World Trade Center building?
No, but I've worked on big ones. I've done a lot of the work on the casinos in Nevada, down in Las Vegas, and the bigger buildings, and they will build the lower column sometimes out of reinforced concrete. But it's what I'm saying.
It always comes around to Bill Cooper was right. Thanks for your call. Jeez. You see, folks, I'm not kidding. I went to New York City. I took a tour of the building. They showed us, you know, all of the stuff of the building. They talked about it. They told us how it was built. During the first attack on the World Trade Center building, it came out that the van was supposed to have been parked right next to a steel-reinforced concrete main structural member of the building, and the reason that they speculated the building did not collapse when the van blew up is that it never, for some reason, never made it to the place where it was supposed to be parked. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, Jack from Delaware.
Hi, Jack.
The only thing I could find that this date is significant, this is the anniversary of the overthrow of Salvador Allende of Chile.
Well, that wouldn't apply to anything that happened this morning.
Okay. Well, just thought I'd throw that in.
Okay. Well, thanks for doing that research for us.
Right, man.
And letting us know what you found. Geez. First guy that called, no, there's no steel-reinforced concrete. And, you know, because I stood my ground, because I know that there is, because I've done my research on the World Trade Center building, he admitted that there was. And then the second one said, yeah, they do, on the lower level, steel-reinforced concrete. Good evening, you're on the air. Chicken plucker. That's what we call people who, you know, dial the phone and then don't have the guts to stay on the phone and talk. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine. Something's wrong with your connection.
Yeah, I just turned my radio off, and I almost dropped everything. Sorry to be so slow-moving. My dad's a structural steel engineer.
Yeah.
And I asked him, what do you think happened? He said it shouldn't have happened that way from the bottom up. And he said, however, he doesn't know that much about explosives. He has yet to really figure the whole thing out, but he said it definitely should not have happened that way.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he has 48 years of structural steel engineering.
And did you ask him if they designed those buildings to be able to withstand the crash of an airplane?
No, I didn't ask him.
You ought to ask him that, because...
it's just he says he's figuring it out, and he just hasn't figured it out yet.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, but he said it just shouldn't have happened that way from the bottom up, was his comment.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, just thought I'd throw that in.
All right.
Oh, by the way, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it was very odd to see a deserted mall at 4 in the afternoon.
I bet it was. I mean,
so
that's...
I took a picture of it.
That's got to be spooky, especially for a woman.
Yeah, it was. It was. And in fact, yeah, I get your meaning even better now. And I'm going to carry my video camera around tomorrow, just in case.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. All right, I'm going to move on. Let someone else get on. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And by the way, folks, my comment was not a dig against women. Men just aren't shoppers. Women are shoppers. Men aren't shoppers. When you see men in a shopping mall, they're usually there to take a break, eat some lunch. Are they going there for a specific purpose? Are they were drugged there by their wives or their girlfriends? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Boy, I tell you, I live out here in New Jersey. It's tough getting through. Most of the phone lines are down, and I'm calling on myself. But, Bill, yeah, I couldn't agree more. When I first watched that film this morning, that video of that building coming down, it reminded me, my father-in-law said the same thing, like a demolition explosion.
Yeah, it's like the bottom dropped right out from there.
Exactly, Bill. It was just like it rolled, like when you see stadiums go down, when they knocked, or old buildings. We said to each other, my God, the bottom part of the building looked fine, and all of a sudden, boom, it started rolling.
Yeah.
Like it was the explosion was coming from inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just another Oklahoma City job.
Yeah.
And, of course, the planes, you know, that's, but, yeah, I agree, Bill, those planes couldn't have taken that building down like
no
that.
No way, no way.
Absolutely. Okay, Bill, look, I'll let somebody else get on.
And especially both of them.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a perfect demolition of two huge, tremendously strong towers that were built to withstand forces that you can't even imagine. And you're trying to tell me that an airplane took them down?
Yeah, no way, Bill.
No way. No way. Didn't happen.
Take care.
You too. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. By the way, you're listening to WBCQ, The Planet, 7.415 megahertz, international shortwave radio. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, Bud in New Jersey.
Hi, Bud.
I saw these repeated videos on television, and the way I saw it was, and I'm not an expert on buildings or anything else, but I do know about gravity. But what I saw was the top part of the building coming down and pushing the rest of the building down under it. I did not see a collapse starting from the bottom. It looked to me like that plane burned enough and heated up just enough to destroy something in that space that was on fire to weaken something. Once one piece is weak, then the rest have to pick up the strain. And I don't know if they could do that. Maybe two pieces weakened at the same time.
Well,
but then that large volume of the many floors that were on top of that open space, they have a lot of weight. And that stuff just slid down until it hit part of the rest of the solid part of the building. But the rest of the solid part of the building couldn't take the impact of that large hunk, that one-sixth of the building or one...
That's
a fraction of the building pushing down and pushing the rest of it all the way down. And I did see the top moving, and I did see the bottom not moving in one of the videos of whichever building that was that I saw at that time. Maybe the two buildings went differently.
Are you ever going to take a breath?
Okay.
When you call, you gotta give some, you gotta have a dialogue, you know. Don't call my broadcast and try to hog the whole thing. And I'm gonna say this again, that's not what I saw. What I saw was the whole building start moving down. And the plane, of course, crashed into the building and was burning. And there was a big hole in the side. But it didn't go all the way through. And if the top was going to collapse, it would have collapsed where the fire was the greatest and where the hole was. It would have toppled over, not fallen straight down. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Just want to make a quick point. I just thought of something.
Uh-huh.
Today is September. I don't know. Somebody might have brought this up already.
Well, hold on. The president's speaking, and I got to put him on the air.
Distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them. I appreciate so very much the members of Congress who have joined me in strongly condemning these attacks. And on behalf of the American people, I thank the many world leaders who have called to offer their condolences and assistance. America and our friends and allies join with all those who want peace and security in the world. And we stand together to win the war against terrorism. Tonight, I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, for the children whose worlds have been shattered, for all whose sense of safety and security has been threatened. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. America has stood down enemies before, and we will do so this time. None of us will ever forget this day, yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you. Good night, and God bless America.
Well, I don't know how much...
We're going to return to telephone calls, reaction to the president's address. And
I don't know how much of that we missed. I looked out the corner of my eye, and I saw that the president was giving his talk, and so I went over. It looks to me like we just caught the end of it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, Tommy from North Carolina.
Hi, Tommy.
You know, Bill, what I saw today, and I was watching earlier this morning, was that a jar, and then the top started falling down... due to the bottom, you know, being dropped out from under it.
That's exactly what I saw.
And then that will cause a chain reaction, will bring everything down on top of it.
Yeah, that's
just like a demolition. Excuse me, I don't want to interrupt.
That's okay, but that's exactly what I saw. Exactly what you just described is exactly what I saw.
Yeah, and where these people are getting at the top came down first, I don't understand that, because that's not what I saw.
No.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right,
and thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Now, if we missed the first portion of whatever the president said, would one of you please call and tell us what it was that he said? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Listening to Global News earlier in the day, a CNN affiliate, coincidentally, but they were talking to somebody involved in the construction of the Twin Towers that said they were designed to withstand a 707.
That's exactly right. They're designed to withstand a modern jet aircraft flying directly into the side of the building and burning and doing all the destruction it can possibly do. They have to do that because planes have flown into these buildings throughout their history. I think about three planes have flown into the Empire State Building over the time that it's been standing.
Right.
And I remember, I don't know which building it was, but a B-25 bomber flew into the side of a building. I remember another time that a B-24 Liberator bomber flew into the side of a skyscraper. None of these buildings fell. And they
there was a brief speculation on the news today as to why it came down just from a plane crash when it was supposed to have been designed to withstand this kind of thing. But I heard it once and never heard it again.
Yeah. Well, it's all speculation, including what we're talking about. All I can tell you is what I saw. And I saw that building just collapse upon itself.
Well, I've watched on the Learning Channel, you know, demolitions, and they're taking down buildings, and some of them they can't take down. They have to remine them a second time to take buildings
Yeah.
Because they're so well engineered.
It's not easy to bring down a building, and it's really hard to make it collapse exactly straight down upon itself. And that's the art of demolition. Because if you do it wrong, it'll fall over and crush, you know, a whole bunch
Top
of buildings,
right.
You know, that it falls on. And they can't allow that to happen. Listening to and a very, very, very elongated version of the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, just want to make the point that today is September 11th.
Yep.
9/11,
9/1/1. Oh,
jeez. I mean, I just popped in my head. It might be nothing, but.
Yeah, well, I don't think it is. I mean, they're not. They're into symbolism, not jokes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, brother.
Okay. Thanks a lot. There may be some tremendous significance to this date that we're not aware of. I'm not aware of any. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Phil in New York.
Hi, Phil.
I just have two things I wanted to mention to you, Bill. First of all, September 5th through the 17th of 1978 is when the Camp David Accords took place.
Oh, yes, that's right. And one of those planes may have been headed for Camp David.
That's right. And the 11th is exactly between the 5th and the 17th.
Well, now that's very interesting because that could make sense if, and only if, the people who did this are somehow involved in the Middle East conflict.
Or if they wanted to look that way.
Or if they wanted to look that way, that's exactly correct.
And I have an article here. It's only three sentences, if I could read it, by the designer of the World Trade Center.
Go ahead.
It says, architects who designed the World Trade Center expressed shock that the 110-story towers collapsed after being struck by a hijacked passenger jetliner. The World Trade Center was completed in 1976 at a cost of $350 million, and one of the towers had survived a 1993 attack by terrorists in an explosives-filled van that killed six people and injured more than 1,000 others, United Press International reported. Lee Robertson, the project's structural engineer, addressed the problem of terrorism on high-rises at the conference in Frankfurt, Germany last week. Chicago engineer Joseph Burns told the Chicago Tribune, Burns said Robertson told the conference, quote, I designed it for a Boeing 707 to hit it, unquote.
Well, I rest my case. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, Bill.
I really appreciate that. I told you, folks. See, I don't make statements unless they're true. I just don't. You know me. If I don't know something, I'll tell you I don't know. If something's speculation, I'll tell you it's speculation. They designed these things to withstand the impact of a modern jet aircraft. Big passenger-carrying airliners. Good evening. You're on the air.
Actually, Bill, the feed went down.
Pardon?
I'm not getting anything on 7415 anymore.
You're not?
No. I'm getting some sort of dance music or something on the radio now.
Well,
he went dead about 45 seconds ago.
Okay, let me call him and find out what's going on.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for
Bye-bye.
Calling. Well, I don't know. They may be doing a commercial. Will somebody from WBCQ call me if you can hear me right now and tell me if I'm on the air? Because they may have gone to a commercial or something. You know, they have to pay for the operation of the station. And so every once in a while, they just go to a commercial. And, you know, don't tell me or you or anybody. They just do it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
The WBCQ lost your feed. But anyway, I would like to say...
Okay, then I got to hang up on you and I got to get it back.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye. Sorry, folks. I'll be right back. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Tom over here at BCQ.
You lost the feed.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to call you right now.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right, what number you want? Never mind. Okay. Lost the feed. Here we go. Uh, calling WBCQ, right? Okay, gotcha. And we should be on the air now. Uh-oh. Yep, we should be. We should be on the air now. So if you can, hear me, call me and tell me if you're listening to WBCQ. Number's 520-333-4578. I need to know if we're back on the air. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yep, you're back on. I was the caller that called a few minutes ago.
Okay, go ahead.
Loud and clear. No, I already made my comments, actually, but...
I really didn't hear what you said because I was concentrating on the fact that we weren't on the air.
No, I had called about the TV report in Canada, that the 707...
Oh, okay. You weren't the last caller then. You were the one before.
No, that's right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was getting calls while we were off the air, so you probably don't know that. Okay, thanks. 520-333-4578. Now we're back on the air. If you'd like to call and put in your 2 cents worth, man, I can't believe this. You know, the problem that I'm having with my speech because of the stroke that I had, it got real bad earlier today, and I was struggling through it and, you know, going to the other feeds and sort of giving myself a rest. And I'm still having a problem, but not as bad as I was, and I'm talking much more, so seems to be being alleviated somewhat, which I'm very, very happy about. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill Cooper. How are you doing?
Good.
You know, the
turn your turn your radio off right now.
I told my kid I'd have to do that. He wanted me to turn it off. The last caller you had, he said he was gonna say three lines about the structure of the Trade Center buildings.
Yeah. What did you lose?
We didn't hear that.
Oh, you didn't hear that? He read from a newspaper article. Or a magazine article, I forget which it was. It was either a newspaper or a magazine article where the actual structural designers and architects of the World Trade Center building actually stated that they were absolutely shocked that the buildings collapsed because they had designed the building to take the full impact of a crash of a Boeing 707. That's a big.
Alrighty.
That's a big airplane.
Yeah, it is. All right. I guess that's about it.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Now, if nobody heard that, I can ask him to call back and read it again, and maybe he should do that, because I think you all should hear it.
This was something that was said today?
It had to be said today, because they were expressing shock that the building collapsed.
Well,
that the buildings collapsed.
Probably wasn't out of a newspaper then, would it have been?
I have no idea.
No.
I think he said that he was reading it, I'll tell you that.
I thought he said that, too.
Well, he might have been reading it in a New York paper.
Maybe he wrote it down.
Maybe.
Okay.
So if you're out there, call us back and tell us again what the source is and read it again on the air. Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. Everybody else, don't call. Let's let that last caller call again. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Phil in New York. I was the one who called before.
Okay. What was the source of that quote?
Well, I'm reading it to you off of Newsmax.com.
Okay.
And while I don't give any credit for the article, the way the article reads, it looks like it's from the Chicago Tribune.
Okay. But Newsmax is a credible online newspaper. It's like Veritas.
That's right.
And they're very good. In fact, they're one of the ones that that we use to refer you to some stories that that we don't carry, you know, on our site. So go ahead. The source is Newsmax.com, which is an internet newspaper, and he's reading it right off of their copy. Go ahead.
Right. They posted this at 4:34 this afternoon, Eastern Time.
Okay.
It reads, "Architects who designed the World Trade Center expressed shock that the 110-story towers collapsed after being struck by a hijacked passenger jetliner. The World Trade Center was completed in 1976 at a cost of $350 million, and one of the towers had survived a 1993 attack by terrorists in an explosives-filled van that killed six people and injured more than 1,000 others, United Press International reported. Lee Robertson, the project's structural engineer, addressed the problem of terrorism on high-rises at a conference in Frankfurt, Germany last week. Chicago engineer Joseph Burns told the Chicago Tribune. Burns said Robertson told the conference, quote, "I designed it for a Boeing 707 to hit it," unquote. And that's the article.
Okay, there you are, folks. And that has to be Newsmax.com has posted that article from the Chicago Tribune.
Right, that's the way it looks.
Yeah,
it looks
well, there's no doubt about it. They're quoting the Chicago Tribune. They say so right there.
Right.
So that's where it came from, Chicago Tribune and Newsmax.com. You can use either one of those because that's where you're going to find the story. Thanks a lot. Thanks
you're
for calling.
You're quite welcome. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling back.
Bye.
Yep, thanks for helping us out with that. 520-333-4578. So there you heard it, folks. Those buildings were built to withstand the full impact of a Boeing 707. That's a huge airplane. My God. You know, what else? What else do you need to know?
Officials and other local officials to make sure that all their needs are being met. It is a sad day, but America and all of its citizens.
This is Tommy Thompson from the White House.
Share tonight in the grief that has been caused. And as the president and everybody in his administration have said, we, the government, will continue to operate and continue to provide the services to all Americans.
I would be absolutely shocked if the government ever stopped operating. I mean, we would have to be wiped off the face of the earth. Why do they say things like that? Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Yes.
Bill, this afternoon on the internet, there was an article that stated that Kmart was pulling all of their ammunition and guns from the shelf because of a notice they had gotten from the federal government and would no longer be selling ammunition or guns.
What notice did they get?
I don't know.
Well, the story is irrelevant without knowing what the notice was.
So, but I did call our Kmart store here.
Uh-huh.
And they told me that they had removed everything from their shelves this morning.
Hmm.
And I didn't know if that was being reported anywhere else.
Why don't you call them back and see if you can get a copy of the notice that the government gave them? I suspect, because Kmart has tried to do this before, and they were severely chastised by the gun-owning public who said they would no longer shop at Kmart. And Kmart was also sponsoring Rosie O'Donnell, who attacked gun ownership and gun rights, and they were going to pull all their guns and ammunition out then. And they were boycotted by gun owners, and so they fired Rosie O'Donnell and kept the guns and ammunition. So I suspect that it's a lie. I don't know of any notice that the government could give to a store that would make them stop selling ammunition and guns.
Well, I doubted the source when I read it, so I did call the Kmart to find out. And the one here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, had pulled all of their stuff from the shelves.
What you need to do is go to Kmart and make them give you a copy of whatever notice it was that the government gave them that they claim forced them to stop selling guns and ammunition.
I will do that tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And let me know what you find out. Thank you for calling. Yeah, just telling us that doesn't, you know, why? Why would they stop selling guns and ammunition? Because the government sent them some kind of a letter or something. The government doesn't have the authority to make a store stop selling guns and ammunition. I mean, they just don't have that authority. They can make you conform to whatever regulations they want you to conform to in the selling of the guns and ammunition. You know, if they can show you that there are legitimate laws that require you to do that. But they can't make you stop selling guns and ammunition. I mean, that's preposterous. Absolutely preposterous. And so, we'll see. We'll find out. Somebody will track that story down and find out why Kmart actually is doing that, if they're doing it. 520-333-4578 is the number. Now, I recommend, ladies and gentlemen, that you stop watching the television now. In fact, you should have stopped watching it hours ago. Because the more you watch it, the more they're going to brainwash you into accepting whatever it is that they're going to foist upon us that's going to take away our freedoms as a result of what happened today. The more you watch them repeat that and keep brainwashing you with the fact that nothing's ever going to be blah, 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 the more you're going to be willing to accept whatever it is that they come out with. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Cooper. This is TJ calling from Central Massachusetts. I actually do still have my TV on, and I wanted to note this. All afternoon they've been showing the towers collapsing, and I just heard your information about how it didn't look like they collapsed from the top down, and I was going, what the hell is he talking about? Yeah, they did go from the top down. They've stopped showing that footage now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, why?
Because they don't want us to know that there's no way that just those planes could have brought down those towers.
Yeah.
They've stopped showing the footage. They keep showing the plane, the second plane, because they have that, you know.
But they're not showing the buildings collapse anymore.
But they're not showing the collapsing anymore. Yeah. They're showing the pandemonium in the streets and the dust coming down all the blocks down and down.
You'd be absolutely amazed at who listens to this broadcast.
And so I was sitting here thinking, you know, I was watching that, and the towers came down, you know, from the, it looked almost like not necessarily the top down, but from where the buildings were damaged down, and then they fell straight down, and you're absolutely right. It looked like it was a demolition.
Yeah.
And they have stopped showing that immediately on TV, and this reeks again of what happened during Oklahoma City, the Mura Federal Building.
Yep.
And I remember that distinctly.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my college dorm room when I watched that. And during the course of the day, the story went from, oh, there were two explosions, and then they stopped showing overhead video, and they started feeding us with the lines about the rioter truck out front, da-da-da-da-da. The story's evolving right in front of our eyes, and most of us can't even see it.
Yeah, and the stories about the secondary explosives that were not detonated in the original blasts, plural, that brought the building down, to that there was just one explosion and one charge, and that was in the truck, and there were no more. And that's all a lie.
And I also enjoy, well, I shouldn't, I didn't, I haven't enjoyed anything today, to be honest with you.
Me either.
Except the...
I did enjoy the sandwich that Doyle brought me, and I thank him so much for that. I was so hungry. That's the only thing I've enjoyed today.
The one thing that I did note, and I noted this to some of my coworkers, first of all, they immediately started to peg Osama bin Laden, who, you know...
Now, how do they know?
How do they know? First of all, this guy is...
If they know it was Osama bin Laden, they must have known that it was going to happen before it happened.
Well, there are some people claiming that he sent out a warning 3 weeks ago, but of course nobody can substantiate that. Nobody knows where he is, supposedly.
do you believe that? Fox,
they need everybody to...
Fox News, just a few months ago, sent a cameraman and a reporter right to Osama bin Laden, sat down and interviewed him.
Right. How'd they find him, but nobody else can?
Yeah, and they claim that Osama bin Laden helped Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols bring down the Alfred P. Mura Federal Building. How in the world could Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh find this guy when the whole intelligence apparatus of the United States government can't find him?
But there's just two more things that I want to bring up. And,
you see, I think they know where he is all the time. But he helps them.
Exactly.
All this stuff is leading us into world governments, taking away our freedoms. It's eventually going to cause them to justify disarming the American people. You wait and see.
Exactly. There's just two more things that I wanted to bring up. The first was, and I forget the name of the gentleman, but he's on one of the select intelligence committees. He was being interviewed, I think it was by Fox News.
Senator Allen.
Okay, that's who it was. And they mentioned, you know, New World. They didn't say New World Order at all, but they mentioned that, you know, we're looking at a new world situation kind of a thing. And one of the things that stuck out today was an interview with the two senators from New York, Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer. And thought it was very interesting that Chuck Schumer said flat out, America cannot turn back from this. And that's a direct quote.
Yeah, well, you better listen to him because he's one of the biggest traitors and sleazy, stinking scumbag snakes that ever lived.
I saw that right away when I saw the footage of the hearings on the Waco Commission.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Bill. God bless you, and I'm going to be sending in some donations to help out.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Have a good evening.
Yeah, it was Schumer that said, a flashbang is not a grenade, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself for calling it a grenade. Do you think our police officers would be throwing grenades into homes and houses? These are not grenades, they're flashbangs. I got news for you. You look at the crate they come in. I used them in Vietnam. They are concussion grenades. They are deadly. They will kill you. They'll blow your arms and legs off, and a whole bunch of other things. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Bill.
Yeah.
How you doing? This is Rick in Taunton.
Hi, Rick.
Yeah, I just called Kmart.
Yeah.
They said it was Kmart Corporation ordered that.
Ordered it for what? For what reason?
The girl didn't know. She told me to call back in the morning and speak to the manager.
Okay.
So you want me to do that?
Absolutely.
All right, and I'll let you know.
We want to know why.
Okay, Bill.
Thanks.
God bless.
Thanks. Thanks later. For calling. 520-333-4578 is the number, and I sound like I'm far away because I had to walk over and throw one of these tape wrappers in the trash. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, Bill, this is Bart again.
Hi, Bart.
I was just watching ABC News right now.
Yeah?
And they had a...
Are they blaming militia and patriots yet?
No.
Okay.
Luckily. They were discussing why the buildings came down so fast.
Uh-huh.
And they are saying that structural and civil engineers were saying that they talked to the firm that designed the building, and they said that it was designed to take a hit, and it wasn't the collisions that took it down. That they're saying that it believes it was the fire from the jet fuel that, you know, weakened the structure and then it took it down. Now, however, there's a third building that's in part of that complex called 7 World Trade Center, and it's a 40-something story building. It's a very short building that's next to the two twin towers.
Uh-huh.
And actually, they asked, do you know why that building came down? And they said, no, we don't. And they showed real quick footage where you see the building just come down from, you know, you can only see the tops of the buildings in the shot.
And it came down also.
Yes, it just comes straight down. It was demolished. Yep.
Somebody blew those buildings up from the bottom.
Yeah, and if at the least.
No plane hit that third building, did it? And the other two didn't fall on it, did they?
No.
It just came right down, didn't it?
That's right. And what it looks like from what they keep showing the footage here is that possibly, I don't know if this is possible, but, you know, it appears that the explosions might have been occurred at the same places where the planes impacted because, you know, reviewing this footage that they keep showing over and over again, it does appear that the whole tops of the buildings do come down on the rest of the building at about where the planes impacted. But the third building definitely just came down, just straight down.
Third building came straight down. It's not connected to the other two.
Nope.
The other two didn't fall on it.
Nope.
It's a third separate building altogether, and it collapsed, and no plane flew into that.
That's right, and it went straight down.
Wow.
Didn't teeter or anything like that.
Well, you see, I didn't even know about that one.
I just learned about it right now.
Were you running tape, I hope?
No. I just flipped it on. And
I hope somebody was running tape. What network was that on?
This is on ABC.
I hope somebody out there was running tape on ABC when they just showed that footage, because we need that. That's proof positive. There's no way that anybody can refute that those buildings were blown up and brought down intentionally if what Bart just told us is true. But we need it on tape. Somebody get that on tape for us, please. Gee, Bart, I'm glad you were watching. I know that you... Was Janelle watching also?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping for another witness. So nobody could call in and say you didn't see that. I hope somebody else was watching ABC and saw that. If there is a third building that collapsed just like the other two did, no plane crashed into it.
Nope. And
it came down.
It's funny because
I need you to talk a lot louder, Bart. I can't hear you.
The anchor even asked the civil engineer who was being interviewed, you know, do you have any idea why the third building came down? He said, I have no idea. And also, they stated that that people have expressed that they believe that someone like a civil engineer or a structural engineer may have been a part of this, and this person being interviewed said he sure hoped not, that, you know, civil engineers would, you know, be wanting to protect life, not take life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Give me a break. There's criminals in every occupation and every profession, and somebody would have to know something about the structure of those buildings to do this.
Yes. And what's really interesting is that this civil engineer, John Magnuson, he stated that the towers were built in the 60s, and they were, you know, at the time, of course, they were at the pinnacle of design, and they were built with major redundancy. Actually, the columns, he said, were 39 inches from center to center. So the columns were 39 inches apart, whereas in modern buildings, they're about something like 10 feet apart.
Uh-huh.
And so they're actually built very, very strong, and yet, you know, level to the ground now.
Yeah. Did he talk about the structural, you know, what they were made of, reinforced concrete, steel beams, or what?
There was a report, there was an audio report by one of the reporters on Channel 7 that said that it was steel beams that connected all the floors to the quote-unquote skin of the building,
uh-huh.
which when those steel beams got to 1,500 degrees for an extended period of time from this jet fuel, then would have weakened, which then caused the top part of the building to collapse upon each other and then go straight down.
Yeah, but that's all conjecture.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's, you know, and again, that's certainly not what I saw. I saw the building collapse as if a professional demolition team had set the charges and wired that building and collapsed it, and it went straight down. It didn't fall over sideways or anything else. I mean, both of them fell exactly straight down. Do you know how hard that is to do? Professional demolition companies that are hired to bring down buildings have to study the structure of the building for sometimes weeks or months and place the charges very carefully to make sure that that happens so that they don't damage any other buildings in the area. And sometimes they still damage other buildings. That's extremely difficult to do.
That's right. And, you know, the way that I see it, it appears that, you know, the plane's head doesn't even phase the building.
No, they don't even shake.
That's right. I just saw a new clip just right now while we were talking here that was actually from the ground level looking up at a person where in the background you can actually see the plane impact the building.
Yeah.
Like right above his head.
Wow.
And the building does not move whatsoever. So if there was an explosion, it appears that maybe it was in the planes themselves and set to go off right afterward, but that doesn't explain the third building.
No, it doesn't explain the third building. It doesn't explain how they came down all the way to ground level. It just doesn't explain it, and it's not going to.
Yeah, and if there is other witnesses who did hear the explosion, or we can get tape on that like we did with the Oklahoma bomb.
Oh, I'd love to be able to do that. Yeah. How did you like that tape we had on the Oklahoma bomb? You could distinctly hear two explosions.
That's right. Well, we had the seismographs on it, too.
Yeah, we had the seismographs, too. And the government still denied it all. that's amazing. Well, thanks, Bart. Are you listening to the broadcast?
You know, I can never. I tried it again just to, for the hell of it. I can't pick you up here on the West Coast and where I'm at geographically with the hills.
Do you have a long line out?
Yes.
Wow, that's weird.
I can't pick
you
it up.
You must be in one of those weird sinkholes or something where nothing just penetrates, because we do have listeners in California.
Yes, and I know shortwave and cell phones have nothing.
Shortwave is very strange. Yes. It works in some areas real loud and clear, and others it's very difficult to receive, and in others, if you don't have the right antenna, you'll never get it, and if you do have the right antenna, it'll blow you right out of the house.
And in addition to that, where I am here, there's only one cell phone company that I get any signal. Everything else, I get zero signal whatsoever, and I have to use cable. I can't use an aerial antenna for TV.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, Bill.
Thanks, Bart.
No problem.
Appreciate it
okay.
a lot. Well, there you go, folks. And I'll tell you right now, Bart doesn't tell lies. He's an eyewitness. He saw it on television. They showed the clip. There's a third building that also collapsed that was not hit by an aircraft, and no part of the other buildings fell on it.